Johnson. We're sorry to inform you.
And we're back. You're listening to Govern America, our website. Darren's website, mine and ours, everyone's, is governamerica.com. We're talking about Morgellons. If you're just catching up, we've been talking about Masons, secret societies, Lucifer worship. They're all the same. It's just what you've read and what your perception is. And hopefully you continue that search for truth. Hopefully you find a sympathetic ear. Hopefully you find a voice like me, like I heard a voice like Chris Gerner. I listened to Alex Jones, and I bought all his videos, and then I found out what he really was. I watched his first 9/11 video where he's got the whole screen in the background, and it looks like he did an 8-ball of coke before he did it. I've been fooled. I've been lied to. I've been drugged. I think I might have been chipped with the ringing, severe ringing in my ear, but it did go away. So that gets into William Cooper's book. What we're talking about right now is I'm talking about my symptoms, hairs, fibers, sores that have not will go away and come back, and I still have and rubbing the one on my head right now from 10 years ago. I was listening to a song by the Flaming Lips called The Spark, where it goes, I accidentally touched my head and noticed that I'd been bleeding. For how long, I did not know. What was this that struck me? What kind of weapons have they got? The softest bullet ever shot. That was happening to me. Then Tool, Lateralis, Ticks and Leeches, all of these parasitical songs. It's Matrix movie with the bug and it's all about Morgellons. What I've found in my research in doing this is there are a few people that have actually made a connection with this Morgellons, what I call Masons, and MK Naomi, where it comes from. But I haven't seen anybody that's actually, and you can correct me if you know someone that's actually connected Morgellons to MK Naomi that connects it to the community health systems going around the globe, around the country rather, mentioned in chapter 6 of William Cooper's book, and that it ties into the FEMA camps and the concentration camp. And I'm in Missoula, Montana right now, and I've been asking people ever since the thought came to my mind. And if you got Google Satellite or something, it's on Broadway. And it's a new Safeway. Basically, if you want to get in the area, it's Osprey Park. Now, right across, it's a new baseball field they just put in. And I just went to a neighborhood community meeting thinking, you know, is that the new water park? They built a water park in a town that's got, you know, rivers and a swimming pool, where a town that's got a water park and rivers. So that always made me kind of wonder. This new Safeway they built has a ready-made gun tower in it, people. I'm not joking. All you have to do is a little bit of knocking out some bricks, and put out a plank, and you've got a gun tower. Right behind this new Safeway runs a rail line, and those people in Missoula. And if anybody's in Missoula, you wants to call up and verify this, just tell Matt you're from Missoula, and he might be able to get you on here. I'm going to try and go quick because I've been waiting 10 years and I've got an hour left and there's so much to cover, you know. But right across the street, okay, so you've got Safeway with a gun tower right across, and it's right behind it that runs across Broadway, across the Clark Fork, and over to the right behind the outfield of the new sports stadium is I think it's. I've been asking people because I think it's a FEMA. I think they're setting up a FEMA camp. Those in Missoula, okay. I ask you this, or if you're looking on Google on Broadway and look up Osprey Field or Osprey Nest, Osprey Field, I think you will see that from a whole section from Orange Street to Russell.
Print media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway announcement.
Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, against the better judgment of our management team, we're going to prove to you once and for all that Proactiv works. So if you want to try it, give us a call, because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv and receive our legendary refining face mask free if you call right now.
You heard it. Be one of the first callers and you'll receive a 60-day trial of Proactiv Solution risk-free, plus a free refining face mask when you call 1-800-340-4634.
Proactiv's combination therapy system uses prescription-grade acne medicine and soothing spa-quality botanicals to create a powerful acne-fighting system. It's so effective, it transforms blemishes and bumps into clear, smooth skin.
You can have beautiful, healthy-looking skin. Put us to the test and we'll prove it. Get your risk-free 60-day trial plus a free refining face mask. Call toll-free now, 1-800-340-4634. That's 1-800-340-4634.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Welcome back, listeners. You're listening to Govern America. I am Mark Grace, filling in, guest hosting for Darren Weeks. And God bless, and Darren, for giving me this opportunity. It was like a firstborn child moment to go from instantaneously being a nut and a kook and someone that friends and family, well, they still, even knowing that I'm doing the show, still don't believe it. But to being on this platform talking to, obviously, you folks, if you're listening to this radio program, you're the people that need to hear this message, and you might be able to take something. If you only take a concept of how I use them, I've been able to formulate the psychological aspect of this with the media and how it's been preconditioned. You know, more power to you, and I hope you are learning something from this. And Missoula is called the Garden City, and if there's a Masonic temple, so there's serpents in the Garden City. We're going to go take one call, Ron in Michigan. Ron, you there?
Hello?
Hello, Ron?
Hi, Mark. How are you doing?
I gotcha. Let's hear you.
Yeah, I'd like to offer you a possible cure for your Morgellons. I had outbreaks in my hands for about 2 or 3 years, and they're the red fibers and the red, you know, little pinhead, dark dots and red dots.
Mm-hmm.
And the way I beat it was with bromelain, which is an enzyme derived from pineapple plants. It tears apart protein structures, alien protein structures in your body. Sports trainers have used this for years to take away bruises. If you have damage in your body, you know, bad proteins, and it's also been used to kill parasites. There is a cure for parasites. It requires you to go on a pineapple fast for 3 days, and you'll kill parasites. But it's worth a try. It worked for me. You get the strongest bromelain you can find.
Would you spell that for me, Ron?
B-R-O-I-L.
Bromelain? B-R-O-L?
I can't spell. Brom...
Because I wrote it down, B-R-O-M-E-L-M-I-N.
Yeah, you're probably pretty close.
If phonetically you get in there, it's pineapple?
Yeah.
Well, I was going to go... Go ahead.
I think the other protein, enzymes that tear down proteins work also, probably. But I got the strongest bromelain I could find, and took it, you know, a couple bottles, and they went away. You know, the little cracks and the little red dots and the little black dots that
and
came
the bumps.
Out of my hand.
Did you ever get the big mounds that I zoom in and take pictures of them? And this just it's heinous. No wonder, before I ever got a camera and would zoom in and look at it, it just, I don't know if you ever had those or if you got it ahead of time.
Well, I don't know. It was just in my hands, and they were cracked open, bleed, and I'd have these red and black dots in there, you know, and I'd try to grab a hold of them. They're attached on fibers, so I figured it was the same stuff, you know.
Yeah, for the first multiple years, I did multiple. Like I said, I did, you know, I used that harsh treatment of...
Yeah, pesticide, you know.
Pesticides. I had a dog, so, you know, we constantly flea bass, both of us. Olive oil seemed to work. And what I found that worked the best was just using dishwashing liquid for the longest time until I'm using what I'm using now, which I might as well go into now, the dishwashing liquid, I would lather myself up. You know, when you're a kid, you just lather the soap so it's white and you can drag your fingernail across and write mom or whatever on it.
Mm.
I would do that, put on long sleeve or put on a rain outfit inside out, and that's how I'd sleep. And it was a drying agent, because what this Morgellons is it's molds and fungi and living blood cells. And
it may have started what I figured was, you know, a lot of guys came back from Vietnam with some bad fungus infections.
Oh, yeah.
In the jungle. And I think they worked off of that as a bioweapon.
Uh-huh.
But because I forgot the name of it, what the actual species of fungus was, and it's a lot like Morgellons. It gets inside your body and fibers, but they worked on that, and I think they made a bioweapon out of it somehow.
They were made brucellosis in World War II.
Yeah, I think they worked off of what the guys brought back from Vietnam, because there was bad fungal infections some of the guys had brought back that they just couldn't get rid of, and I think they worked on it as a bioweapon, you know.
Yeah, kind of reminds me of the movie Jacob's Ladder, or the movie Outbreak.
Yeah.
From 12 Monkeys. Americans in sports stadiums, a pandemic, you know, the first Christian Bale Batman movie where the Liam Neeson character says, "I give you panic," and it had an airborne mist that was hidden in the water. They would dehydrate the water, and it would be an airborne mist, and everybody would freak out. Ordo ab kale. But as far as I'm glad it's helped you, and I will definitely look into it. What I actually have found through in my own research was, I watched this video about Connie, and when I first woke up, I knew things that I shouldn't have known. I bought up a box of colloidal silver and sent them out to my family. Turns out that my brother didn't believe me. He hid it away. He was, for some reason, because when I woke up, I remembered something sexually going on. Now, it's not as bad as you can think, but it's what I would consider sexual molestation, and nobody of my family believed that, because I was talking about God in the Book of Revelations and 9/11, and, you know, they're it's football season, you know. So what I end up finding out is that colloidal silver is amazing, because I've got it bad enough that I'll take a concentration and put in a little spray bottle, like a hair salon that's fine mist, and I'll spray it on my skin and rub it in. As soon as I do that, I will see this rash of like amoebas just pop up all over my skin. And I've got videos of it. As soon as I'll send Darren, and hopefully he can put up some of the photos of what I've got going on. But what I found is colloidal silver internally and externally. Okay, everybody's heard that one's own urine can cure athlete's foot, right?
I've heard that.
Yeah, and I also watched a video of a cannabis grower who showed spider mites all over his plants, took some of urine, threw it on it, and they were dead. That mixed in with the fact that ESPN radio, ESPN's owned by Disney. Walt Disney's logo, if you've got a Walt Disney video in your house before you go to sleep tonight or this morning, look at his signature. Hidden in his signature is a 666.
Mm-hmm.
Walt Disney was a 33rd degree Freemason. He was involved with the fake moon landing. They used some of his stuff.
I'll tell you something about Walt Disney if you want to listen. In World War One, he was a ambulance driver, and his same unit, Walt Disney, Ray Kroc, you know, Ray Kroc founded McDonald's.
McDonald's, Padres, 33rd. Yeah,
McDonald's, you know.
33rd degree Freemason, yeah.
And you got a 13. But Ray Kroc and Walt Disney and Harry Crosby were all Army buddies in World War One. And Harry Crosby was J.P. Morgan's favorite nephew.
Yeah.
Harry Crosby started the publishing house that published Hemingway, Steinbeck, a lot of the writers from the 20s. But they were all Army buddies in World War One. You got two billionaires, you know, and nephew of J.P. Morgan. So.
All basic agents, so basically all agents of the Rothschild family.
Right.
So, yeah. Awesome. Is that it? Can we let you go?
Yeah.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Try a pineapple fast and get some bromelain and try a couple of the strongest drink you can and try a couple bottles.
I will definitely check it out. Hey, thanks a lot for calling. God bless. So, bromelain, because the doctors are lying, and we're going to get into that for the last bit, because Partnership Health here in Missoula lied to me and tried to put me on Zyprexa. That goes into the mental cooperation in Chapter 6 of William Cooper's Behold a Pale Horse. Everything comes back to William Cooper. Everything comes back to his research and why I consider him the closest thing to a prophet, and that makes me in that philosophy then, and I don't like using that word philosophy because it means magician, but in that train of thinking, that makes me a disciple, and I think he was telling the truth, and the greatest way you can love someone is by telling them the truth. So, getting into what I've been doing for my cure, or what I consider my purge. Well, I stopped eating meat. I've been eating oily fish stuff, drinking mass amounts of colloidal silver, and getting into the Walt Disney was that I was listening to like the Scott Van Pelt show or something like that, and I don't know if that's like a little too much male bonding going on between those two guys anyway. If you listen to any of that, well, Disney owns ESPN. Okay, amusement, fantasy, why Caesar built the Coliseum, and how many stadiums do we have in this country? You know, think about it. The only place you can show emotion is in a stadium. But he was talking about making fun repeatedly to the point where they were almost like trying to reinforce a point, like a psychologist with, you know, the constant repetition of words or body contact. Like you get more tips if you touch someone when you give them their change. Is what, you know, it's psychological. But they were ripping on an athlete that was on YouTube drinking his own urine. That was enough for me to know that if I had put some of these harsh chemicals, like highly concentrated flea juice on me, that I would ingest it. And ingesting it does, in all actuality, it's been helping, and it doesn't hurt. And I use it on the skin and it does the same thing, creates the bumps. When we get back, we're going to go into a little bit of detail of Morgellons, MK Naomi, and the concentration camp that's being built here in Missoula, if I'm correct.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid three times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Attention ladies, Dr. Arthur Perry is inviting you to participate in a nationwide giveaway of his Miracle Cream Night Skin. If you want smooth, firm skin with healthy collagen and elastin, you are eligible for a free 10-day supply of Night Skin, the skincare formula with proven results. Night Skin works while you sleep to even skin tones on your face and neck, exfoliate, and also reduce the appearance of fine lines. This one amazing cream does the work of four expensive products. If you want firmer, beautiful skin, and you're new to Dr. Perry's Night Skin, you're eligible to have a free 10-day supply rushed to your door. Here's how.
For your free 10-day supply of Night Skin, call 1-800-362-5848. You only pay shipping and handling. Call right now and ask for your free supply of Night Skin. Call 1-800-362-5848 and be sure to click on our banner at www.republicbroadcasting.org.
This land is your land, this land is my land, from California to the New York Island.
And the only way that that's going to, that thing and that, those words in that song are going to happen if people wake up and be the government that they are supposed to be. We're a loose, we're a republic, we're states, we are the government. We have to stop believing and following the norm. If everybody's an individual, why is everybody there buy their food at the same stores? Why does everybody, you know, watch the same television set or buy the same computers? It's word and it's wordplay and it's social conditioning. A listener earlier called up and mentioned something about serpents. I'm in Missoula, Montana, and it's known as the Garden City. And like I said, there's not that many gardens, but there's a lot of serpents. And to quote Manly P. Hall and William Cooper from his radio broadcast, I think it was the one that occult history and degrees of Freemasonry. And if they got it on YouTube, watch it, listen to it. It was my first touch on Aleister Crowley to understand what's really going on and what's fueled society from the 60s all the way up till today. But this is from Manly P. Hall, 33rd degree Freemason, probably a Rosicrucian, because he quotes like Franz Hartmann, William Westcott. He quotes all the guys, S.L. McGregor Mathers, all these guys that started the Golden Dawn and the Ordo Templi Orientis. which were started by the Rosicrucians. They just started branching out. Masonry branched out and had the Elks and the Lions Club and Knights of Columbus and so on. It's front group after front group concealing a light that they all worship, and that's Lucifer. But to quote Manly P. Hall, quote, "In the remote past, the gods that walked with men, and they chose from among the sons of men the wisest and the truest, and with these ordained and illumined sons, they left the keys of their great wisdom, which was the knowledge of good and evil. These illumined ones founded what we know as the ancient mysteries." And that leads us back into Missoula. Now, my story about bug bites and everything goes back to when I first went to the doctor in Colorado. They just said, wash my sheets, that sort of thing. The next time was up in Alaska, because I was in Fairbanks. If that doesn't ring a bell to people who have read Chapter 6 of Behold a Pale Horse, this is why everything came full circle when I heard Morgellons. It took me right, for some reason, I know what reason now, and it's more miraculous and divine than coincidence, that as soon as I heard the name Morgellons, I went straight to William Cooper again, because I had remembered something about medical programs. My friend Pepper and myself have both been to doctors. But in my case, they never took a sample. I went to the doctor once at Partnership here in town on Orange Street, and first time I went in, they gave me some permethrin, which is like an antiparasitic. The second time I went back a month later, they gave me a different doctor, Dr. Sarnecki. And she basically looked at a few bites. I wasn't even aware of fibers at this time, and I'd had it so long, because I didn't really get that, because I think of what I was doing with the dehydration of my skin with the chemicals that I was wearing as I slept. She put me on, I told her that it itches at night, and especially after I took a shower before I went to bed. She told me, and I asked her for something to help me sleep. She told me she would. She lied to me and prescribed me Zyprexa, which Zyprexa is a highly potent form of, it's a psychotropic. It's like LSD. It's the modern Soma, if you're into, what was that? That was from A Brave New World, I believe. Soma, or, you know, a tab a day makes the blues go away, something like that in 1984. Here's the kicker. She's a medical doctor. She's not a psychologist. She's not a sociologist. I'd never had a psychological profile or a makeup or anything. No mental disability other than the fact that people can't deal with the truth, so they gotta call it something. And here's the kicker, and why it set everything off. This is a medical facility who rapes people till they dehydrate them, dehydrates their bank accounts, and then lets them die like birds in a cage. They were willing to give me this Zyprexa, $160 retail. They were going to knock $150 off it and give it to me for $10. Meanwhile, they took me to collections for $183 after I was just like, I'm not paying this. That in itself is so damning, so redunculous, it's so painfully obvious, it's beautiful that I was able to see it. My friend Pepper had the same deal. They told her she was crazy. They're always, in all the major news articles, you'll always see delusions of parasitosis. And it's a medical condition, and yet they've got psychiatrists coming in and taking over and putting their two cents in. I know where they can put their head and their two cents. This is from Behold a Pale Horse. This is verbatim what he's talking about in the, and I'm going to read a section of it. What time we got? Okay, we're going to be coming up on a break here. So I'm just, it's Chapter 6 of Behold a Pale Horse. Buy this book. If you learn nothing from anything that I say, or you're curious, read this book. Read The Majesty 12 first, so you get over the alien thing. I think it's a disservice to William Cooper to not mention that, to mention his book and not mention what he wrote about.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, Help, I've Fallen and I Can't Get Up, protects 60,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a nursing home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now 1-800-410-0739. 1-800-410-0739. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure, 1-800-410-0739.
That's right, listeners. There are lives in the balance. That's a Jackson Brown song. And listen to it. That's how they're able to get away with it. They give us this mantric message of telling us the truth about, like, ministry singing New World Order, New World Order. And I was crushed against the barricade Lollapalooza 92 in Seattle, living there when all that was going on. Well, then I go back an album. Just a couple months ago, I go back and they've got a song on their first album, Land of Rape and Honey, that's called The Golden Dawn. And they actually have Aleister Crowley chanting in the background. And tying into Margellons in Seattle, Seattle has a band called Critters Buggin' who plays here in Missoula. Critters Buggin', get it? Margellons, Masons. So I was going to touch on what I've been doing as far as a purge, and I had some documentation, and the first purge was the yellow things came flopping out hardcore, and then the fibers in my belly button. I was constantly wearing orange shirts, and I was getting the red, white, and blue fibers, and really brilliant colors if you actually get up close to it. So what I've been doing for my cure, just for people out there suffering who want to try this, because we can't trust the doctors, they're lying. I already told you my story. Pepper has the same story. Doctor sent her a note. One of the doctors sent her a note back when for look for bugs or parasites. Talk to her like she was a dumb little child in the note and use exclamation marks. So this is what we're dealing with. We have a conspiracy of encompassing everything. Morgellons is what I call the common denominator, just like I call Aleister Crowley and Madame Blavatsky the common denominators of what's really going on. doctors are lying to us, so we have to start experimenting with what we can. We don't have access to the labs, to the facilities. Anybody who's looked into this at any matter at all has looked into the missing microbiologists. And there was actually on YouTube, God, I can't remember the guy's name, but there was a radio broadcaster on RBN who interviewed. He was a man. He was the guy in LA with the red Volkswagen that was on television. He was a Mossad agent, and he called up and was trying to go state evidence. I can't remember the name. Oh, I'm sorry. But it ties into what he said, that there was a company, Becker. I'm so sorry that I don't have that piece of paper in front of me. Michael in New York. Let's go to Michael. Maybe Michael knows really quick. Michael, you there?
Yes, I am. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning.
Hey, I just want to mention, with respect to Morgellons disease, what I've just heard is an accurate diagnostic from my experiences. I have treated three cases, and I know in all three cases my infection killer cleaned it up. The concern is not to get reinfected because, as you're stating, it is a bug.
Yeah, but it's airborne.
Yes, that's correct. It's
right.
Airborne. And that's why you have to make sure that you sanitize your immediate environment so that you don't get continuously reinfected.
Right.
But I have an herbal formula called Infection Killer. It does wipe it right out.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah,
you have a website?
I don't have a website, but I have... Don Nikoloff's website showing my product list, and there's one in Europe that has used my formulas, and so they're promoting my stuff as users of it and realizing that these formulas are very excellent. If you were to do a search on Michael Anthony's private stock or probably just Infection Killer, I think you'll come up to both of those sites.
Excellent.
I was just speaking with a lady in Michigan the other day who was my first case. And she's a nurse, technical background, very sharp. And then there was another guy down in Missouri that was friends with the Power Hour people. And he also...
Ooh, in a okay.
He was... I can't remember. John, his name was John. And but those cases, they cleaned up real quick. Like, within a week, they were very, very happy with the results.
Because, yeah.
Infection killer.
Okay. All right. Thanks for the call. God bless. So what I was doing, and if you want to go in and look, it's Mike in New York said Infection Killer. To go ahead and Google that up, or if you were paying attention, because my pen wasn't working as fast as my brain was. But Mike, what I've been doing for Mike here is colloidal silver internally and externally. I've been drinking my urine internally and externally. The older, the older, and more, more amber instead of Pilsner. That's the stuff that you want to use on the skin, because it does the same. It's ammonia, and it's a drying agent. And both of them, and I switch them off and on. Both of them cause the dryness, and as soon as I put it on my skin, it causes these rashes, and you can see it just irritates it. So I'm trying to become a not good host. I've pretty much stopped eating meat, and this part of my cure is out of the an anti-parasitic song by Nirvana called Penny Royalty. Kill the life that's inside of me, kind of like the System of Down song Needles. In that song, laxatives and acids, warm milk, and Penny Royalty. British Penny Royalty, it's not, they say it's not recommended to consume, but it's actually an anti-parasitic. And I haven't been able to order up yet, but there's an herbal place that I know that does sell it if they're still available. But we don't have the means that they've got the medicine, they've got the scientists all the microbiologists that came up missing. But there was missing. There was a story, and I'll relay it or email it to Darren, and because I never even really thought to even go in that avenue. But that's what I've been doing. I've been eating lots of hot sauce. We need to spice up all of these. What they're putting on us is anti-immune. They're killing our immune system. This is why it's the same project that came out of AIDS. Now, they're so technically advanced that they could raise specific a disease to kill certain populations by 77 when they put it out in Africa. So imagine what they've been able to do in 35 years, 40 years. So that's something to consider. But I've gone pretty much to just like sardines and a teaspoon of Mama Nigel's hot sauce. Hi to Mama Nigel in Brooklyn. We need to spice up our blood. Cayenne, ginger. I take shots of Tabasco. We need to spice up our blood. We need to, if we can bring it up even a point, it helps fight off this disease. I noticed as well, mold, fungus, don't like sunlight. I'm not saying go out and worship the sun, but I'm saying get sun on you. And then, see, the thing is what are we supposed to do? Cancer patients go through chemotherapy, which can kill them. So since it's just a network and there's no national head for these people, for these people suffering, I believe the number of Morgellons goes into the millions, tens of millions, because it's being reported all over the planet. There's a researcher that I mentioned last night, William Thomas, same thing with him. I don't know, his information was good, but there's certain things that he mentioned in some of his research that make me wonder. Anybody that does the Art Beelzebub, the Coast to Coast show, I automatically question. And that's just me. Because I'm nobody. I'm not a disinfo agent, but you know what? You go out and prove that I don't have it. And that way you'll make everybody else feel, because I can only speak for myself. I'm not. I have no fraternal associations. The only oath that I've ever taken that I know of is to uphold and protect and defend the Constitution against enemies, foreign and domestic, when I entered the service in 1987. And I that didn't stop when I got out. And anybody that's thinking about going in the military to try and stop this, you're missing the boat. Read the Constitution. Educate yourself. Free your mind. You know, your mind is a muscle. So that's what I've been doing for basically my treatment, spicing up my blood and that sort of thing. Now I want to get into H.R. 4079 because it ties into why Dr. Sarnecki put me in the class of bipolar disorder and paranoid massive schizophrenia. And I'm going to read section starting on page 138 of how much time I'm rolling here. Actually, I'm not going to read the whole thing. It's called Mental Cooperation. And chapter 6 goes into and mentions, it's the first mention that I saw of Rex 84. Write that down. There's a website or Google user called Labyrinth of Truth. And if you can Google it, YouTube won't show it. But if you Google Labyrinth of Truth Part 25, Rex 84, this is what the Morgellons ties into that nobody is seeing. This is why all the military bases that were shut down during the Clinton administration are still being maintained. So for when the UN troops, like in Alex Jones' videos that he put out showing the troops going door to door, confiscating weapons, foreign troops and Americans, that's coming. Hitler based his model for concentration camps on the United States military's use of the largest genocide probably on the planet up until what's going on now, and that's the indigenous native populations of America, the Native Americans. Hitler based his concentration camp on that. Concentration camps, Americans have been put in concentration camps, the Japanese and other groups during World War II. Those plans were actually just put on mothballs. The plans are still in place, and I'm going to read a little section about it goes into principles of mental health cannot be successfully furthered in any society unless there is progressive acceptance of the concept of world citizenship. The document states, programs for social change to be effective require a joint effort of psychiatrists and social scientists working together in cooperation with statesmen, administrators, and other positions of responsibility. And guess who are in those positions of responsibility? That's right, Morgellons, Masons. The three phases of the development are, one, mental hospitals for segregation care and protection of persons of unsound minds. Number two, community mental health care centers in Missoula Partnership and the community health at St. Pat's, so that persons may be treated in their own neighborhoods. And number three, child care centers for dealing with early difficulties of nationalism in a child's life. 2 years earlier, Major General G.B. Chisholm, Deputy Minister of Health in Canada, who later became Director of United Nations World Health Organization that put out AIDS in Africa with the CDC in the United Nations. Just a tip, guys. The United Nations flag, its origination, it's the flag for international Freemasonry. Wake up. Ah. General G.B. Chisholm, Deputy Minister of Health in Canada, who later became Director of United Nations World Health Organization, explained, quote, self-defense may involve a neurotic reaction when it means defending one's own excessive material wealth from others who are in great need. This attitude leads to war. And their solution was, quote, psychopolitics is the art and science of asserting and maintaining a dominion over the thoughts, loyalties of individuals, officers, bureaus, and masses, and affecting the conquest of enemy nations through mental healing. And we'll drop down to psychopolitical operations should at all times be alert to the opportunities to organize for the betterment of the community mental health centers. Now under the new National Mental Health Program, and this is in 1978. At this moment, there are more than 600 of these community mental health centers across the United States. The whole thing was promoted by Dr. Stanley F. Yoles, Y-O-L-L-E-S, who was director of the National Institute of Mental Health in 1969. He stated back then that the newest trend in treating mental illness is our care at local health care centers where the patient is not isolated from his or her family or friends. They have been working on this program for 46 years. That's in 78. 46 years publicly. Comes out of the eugenics program. And now across the U.S., through your tax dollars, you have 603 centers, to be exact, community health centers that are all part of this program. Now you want to know why so many people that suffer from Magellan's don't suffer in silence, because they go to the doctor and the doctors tell them they're crazy without even looking at it, doing a culture, doing a sample. They've already been programmed. Most doctors nowadays, and their symbol is the serpent, and around the rod, representing a DNA strand as well. This is what ties it in, and that's by Dr. Pabst. Now, in that lies the concentration camps that Americans have been programmed and conditioned from Red Dawn, Americans being locked up in concentration camps. The movie The Siege with Denzel Washington and Bruce Willis, where they lock up, they shut down the borough, and that was preconditioning for 9/11 as well. What are other of the Simpsons movie? They justify locking them up and then killing them to save the environment. Outbreak. You pick your movie. We are being conditioned to accept what is coming. This is the plan. This is part of the. They're preparing the. What is all happening? They're preparing the world for the entry of the Superman, whose number is 603, scoring six. The Antichrist, Lucifer himself, embodying man, mimicking God when he was incarnate on earth as Jesus Christ. They are planning. And to go back to what I was saying about it, Google map or satellite in Missoula, Osprey Nest, you'll see a Safeway that's got a gun tower. It's got a railroad track that goes right behind it, crosses the Broadway, a major road, crosses the river, and goes to an area that has never been developed and is prime real estate. There's a baseball field built there, and they haven't built a community. Now, if that was a golf course, they would have had homes on that before the greens were even laid. So why prime real estate between Orange Street Bridge and Russell Street has that property not been developed? The railroad tracks. Hitler used the railroad tracks. They do. Only the names have changed to protect the guilty over all of these years. And take my story, take what I've said today, and compare it to what's going on in your community. look for the Masons all of a sudden coming out. They're recruiting. Dan Brown's book is a recruiting tool. World, the History Channel. Freemasons for Dummies. The most apropos title of a book ever. You know, that's, plus why I call them Masons. And, you know, just, you used to always hear this saying, you know, they'd say piss on them. Well, what I've found is that's how I'm getting rid of Masons. I mean, Morgellons. Masons. So, and it's funny because I've been using it, and, you know, at least for me in my health and getting rid of it, is that God gave me the recipe on tap. We'll be back after this.
Have you heard the big news? The anti-gun politicians just had their ass handed to them in the McDonald versus Chicago case. And now we're celebrating right in the backyard of Chicago itself, announcing America's Victory Shoots, the largest patriotic shooting event in generations, celebrating the Supreme Court's decision in McDonald versus Chicago, restoring the rights of all Americans across the land, from sea to shining sea. America's Victory Shoot is for Americans who share a passion for their rights and to celebrate the restoration of the Second Amendment. So come and let the freedom bells ring. Join us in the patriotic shooting event of a generation. Grab your guns and sign up for an event-filled weekend of shooting and self-protection training for you and your family. There's limited space, so go to republicbroadcasting.org to find out more and sign up today.
Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway announcement.
Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, against the better judgment of our management team, we're going to prove to you once and for all that Proactiv works. So if you want to try it, give us a call, because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv and receive our legendary refining face mask free if you call right now.
You heard it. Be one of the first callers and you'll receive a 60-day trial of Proactiv Solution risk-free, plus a free refining face mask when you call 1-800-340-4634.
Proactiv's combination therapy system uses prescription-grade acne medicine and soothing spa-quality botanicals to create a powerful acne-fighting system. It's so effective it transforms blemishes and bumps into clear, smooth skin.
You can have beautiful, healthy-looking skin. Put us to the test and we'll prove it. Get your risk-free 60-day trial plus a free refining face mask. Call toll-free now, 1-800-340-4634. That's 1-800-340-4634.
What really gets in the way of your goals and dreams? Time? Money? Education? Well, if it's all of the above, Ashworth College is for you. Ashworth can help you achieve your goals by letting you study at your own pace, online, anywhere, anytime. Your computer is your classroom. With programs as low as $39 a month, Ashworth College is one of the most affordable online schools out there. Just $39 a month. Plus, Ashworth offers over 100 nationally accredited college programs, such as criminal justice, healthcare, technology, and business. You could earn as much as $300,000 more than those without an associate's degree. No high school diploma? Well, Ashworth even offers high school completion programs. So call an Ashworth Career Advisor right now, toll free at 1-866-504-8173. That's 1-866-504-8173. Or go to ashworthtraining.com.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, it may be unclear to the witches that sang that song in theory alone, but it's all too clear to me. My eyes are wide open. So wide open, they're actually shut, just like the liberals and the Democrats. I don't buy into either side. They're the same puppets with the same hands. But when you've got the liberals and the Democrats fighting for civil liberties, we're hurting America. Serious. Think about that. We've got a few minutes left. I'm going to go ahead and take a call. Karen, are you in Minnesota? If you could be precise with your question.
Yes, I
First of all, just wanted to get your email address.
Sure. It's GATM_DJ at hotmail.com.
At Hotmail. Was that G-A-T as in Tom?
Tom, yep. It's an acronym. GATM_DJ is an acronym for Grace Against the Machine DJ.
Okay. And one other thing, how do you suppose you got Morgellons and so many people don't?
Chemtrails. Chapter 6 of Behold the Pale Horse mentions the aerosols.
But why aren't more people getting it?
They are. The symptoms are coming out. But it could be somewhat race-specific since they did do the Human Genome Project. Who knows?
If we're dealing with the immune system, too, right?
Immune system, that's the thing. I would love to get a group of people. There's no front head for this, because I would love to be able to get Morgellons and sufferers and find out what's in our blood. You know, get some good doctors, to actually do what they're supposed to and cure illness rather than treat the symptoms with more drugs that put us in more cocktails that mix with the drugs that are in our food and in our water, that mix with the aspartame, that mix with Fox News reported they're putting lithium in our water. We already know that they've got fluoride in our water like Hitler dosed the Germans.
Yes.
It all mixes together into a cocktail that creates a sausage-headed, beautifully, divinely created being known as a human.
Do you make your own silver?
I do.
Oh, I just was wondering. It was interesting to note when the H1N1 avian flu scare was going around that Russian paper Pravda was advising the people to take colloidal silver, while in the U.S. The FDA was trying to ban it.
Yeah, they stopped doing testing on it, I think, the same year that they stopped doing testing on medical marijuana. The term legal tender comes from the use to be able to pay your taxes with hemp. So with one in 1933, right around in that area, FDR at gunpoint stole our gold and forced us onto an illegal fiat unconstitutional money system.
Mm-hmm.
They took the gold, took the silver out for medicine, and took literal legal tender and the number two prescribed medicine. Number one was hashish before the turn of century, and all of a sudden doctors became gods.
Yeah. Also, I wanted to suggest wild oregano oil.
Wild oregano oil?
Yeah, very good for the fungus. And also, they wanted to stop that from coming here. That's from Afghanistan.
Yeah. You touched off something, because I'm looking at an article. Let me do it really quick. Thanks. Do you have anything else to say?
No, that's fine. Go ahead.
Thank you. God bless you. And yeah, sure, you betcha, don't you know. We're calling down, but how synchronicity, whatever it is, that's a mystical term. But it mentions H1N1 seaweed block, and somewhere at the end of the article it says, hand washes and tablets once human trials are completed. Once human trials, we are guinea pigs. They consider us animals with brains, and that's symbolized by the Sphinx. I can't believe that the time has gone so fast. I hear the music. God bless each and every one of you for listening. Please wake up. Please don't stop fighting. Please know that if I can end up where I'm at right now, we can all come to what should be heaven on earth. We're on a crossroads. And since I don't know how much time is left, William Cooper. God bless Darren Weeks, and he'll be back next week. God bless. Mari, this show was for you.
With recent internet.